My friends, you are now listening to the Bipolar Chatterbox. And as always, I'm your host, Cass Eugene. If you're doing a binge listen of my podcast today, then I'm going to sound a little different to you. If I sound a little muted, we're about to come 100% real today, guys. If I sound muted, it's because I'm getting over some stuff. I'm getting over a trigger, a hard one. So this will be a brief message because I came here specifically today to give you guys a tool. And I gave it to you before, but it was at the end of a very long message. So I know a lot of people didn't listen to it all the way to the very end. Jhené Aiko. I loved saying it Aiko back in the day. But anyway, Jhené Aiko did her new album release. Great. If you know me, you know I love Jhené Aiko. If you heard that, that was just my beads. I just knocked over, so that's going to be fun to clean up. But when it comes to her music, it's like she's like a... I know they have a bad connotation in mythology, but it's like she's a siren. The sounds of her music is so soothing. And when she adds her crystal bowls to it, man, it's... The name of this track is called Trigger... Release Mantra, I do believe. Yeah, that's the name of it. And I'm going to play it again. For those of you who are like me, I wouldn't have listened to an hour-long podcast just to hear a song. But this song needs to be heard because not only did I have a serious panic attack just now, I also just got over it. And I just became a little stronger. And I wrote those notes down. For one, if you've never had a bipolar-induced panic attack, the proper trigger will do it for you. I'm home by myself, sitting in my office. My wife has just texted me and told me that one of her pharmacist technicians has been quarantined, which means that she's been exposed, which means I've been exposed, which means this, Monday I was supposed to grab my kid and do things, and she was going to come on the podcast and do some stuff, but I can't put her at risk. Now, me personally, I walk with God. I walk with a higher power, so I'm not really like super scared about stuff. I try to take care of the natural sense of myself, you know, take some elderberry, you know, hot water. This is what the World Health Organization is saying to do right now. Hot water in the throat pushes any viruses into the stomach, into the gut. This is how they're mitigating things right now in China. This is coming from Homeland Security. Y'all know I'm military. Y'all know I'm still plugged in. So the real world on the street, drink your hot tea like every 30 minutes, pushes whatever's in your mouth into your stomach. That helps. I ain't saying it's a cure for the virus. I'm saying it helps. Now that I have to think about this, y'all think I'm scared for myself, or am I more scared for my family? And that fear for my family has caused me to have a panic attack because I can do very little right now. I can plan, but I can do very little. I'm in Atlanta. I'm right next to the CDC. Whenever something goes down like this, no virology gone wrong, CDC, y'all seen The Walking Dead. First place people go is to the CDC. Which means that they bring the virus with them to the CDC. So if you didn't have it and you went there, you're probably going to contract it. So stay away. If it goes down like that, guys, get to actual isolation. Me personally, I like the mountains. But to be honest, I don't care. If it's time for the world to end, it wasn't my call. It's not my call. But hey, who am I to say what the grand scheme of things is supposed to be? I don't know, but all of this is flowing through my mind. And I'm like, dude, this ain't your place. Let it go. But I couldn't let it go. And the panic attack set in. I'm sitting on the floor. I had to take my shirt off. Couldn't breathe. I had to lay down. I had to grab my crystal, my selenite. I just had to lay down and listen to Jhené Aiko telling me to calm down. And in the song, it's very peaceful. But she says, calm down eventually. I just played the song because I knew it would help me. I knew she said calm down. It was really meditative, but I didn't think that in the moment that word eventually would be so powerful. Eventually. While I'm sitting there on my knees and hands and knees on the ground, trying to gain my breath, stop the sweating and the shaking, and telling myself I'm okay, I was okay eventually. And eventually I figured out for myself how to get up, how to stop freaking out, how to find a plan, how to push this chemical imbalance to the side. Guys, I know myself, I know my cycles. I'm coming up on a 1-year anniversary of a very bad mana episode. Things don't feel the same because my medication is different, so on and so forth, but something is still the same. So I have to be on high alert with myself and self-regulating. Maybe it's the pollen, maybe it's the springtime air, maybe it's the cold stopped, and I don't know. But this time of year, a really heavy cycle of mania pops in. And I'm not going to lie to y'all, like, I life coach, I podcast, I tell y'all to take care of yourselves, but I got to take care of myself, right? This helps me. Right now, there's nobody here. I'm talking into a microphone. There's nobody here. This, to talk about it, helps. Hopefully, somebody will hear this and maybe it'll help you. To be honest, that is a slightly comforting thought right now, but it's like my vulnerability is like right here on my chest. And I ain't gonna lie, it takes a little courage to come out here and let y'all know, like, especially in the moment, that something is happening. Because a lot of people really prefer for you to have already gone through your transformation so you can tell them the old story. They don't want to know you while you're going through a change. They want to see the end results and get it all in one sentence, you know? Yeah, man, I had a panic attack. I used to be manic, you know, but today I'm fine and we're over everything. Sometimes the best messages comes when you can be in the storm and you can report live from ground zero. So as I play Jhené Aiko for you guys, Jhené Aiko, as I play her for you guys, okay, I want you to think about a few things. For one, I found myself getting more emotional when I thought about calling someone or talking to someone about what I was feeling right now. You see what I'm saying? It's like I go over the conversation in my mind on how it might start. And that heightens me up. So I realize every time that I start looking for help, I break. So when I started looking inside myself for that help, when I say inside myself, I mean, again, I believe in a higher power. So when I go in within, when I internalize where I should find my source of strength from, that panic attack stopped. Matter of fact, I mean, I was so smooth. If y'all seen Captain Marvel, the way she stands up when she like understands her power, she just like from the ground just stands up like, what's up? I stood up and I'm like, my mind will not do this to me. My mind will not do this to me. I am stronger than this moment. This moment will go away. It will never be seen ever again, but I will be. So that makes me 1,000 times stronger than this moment. I stood up, wiped my face, turned on the air condition. Like, I'm hot now. Decided to talk to you guys because I know some of you guys are, this is a very triggering time. And though we're talking about, you know, COVID-19 and staying safe and all of that, the mental health people, like, we're having to rely on our own devices a lot. And it's getting a little difficult. As I look at how things are progressing, guys, it's about to get worse before it gets a little better. I'm not going to lie. Like, all my sources are telling me this. And to be someone in my position, I hate this. It's like when I was on the submarines. This is one of the reasons why I got off. As a 19-year-old, as a communications guy, radio man, I was the guy who got all the messages before they went to the other sailors on the ship. So if I saw certain code words, or if our program saw certain words, whatnot, in our email system, we can't give you that email. We give it to the captain first, and he decides, hey, if your wife is about to leave you, hey, someone in your family died. You don't give that to someone who's underwater, out to sea, in a closed-in environment. Got you. But the pressure of having to look that person in the face, I'm 19 and your wife just said she's about to take all your kids, and when you get back, they won't be there, and I know this, and you laughing and joking and talking about how much you're going to like be with your kids, that's stressful, right? Now, when you need to debrief from something like that, and that was the old me, when I need to debrief from something like that, it's good to have somebody in the struggle with you. So my other shipmates who were like 19, 20, new on the ship, you know, we would talk about these kind of things, whatever, and it made me feel better. So right now, the mental health community, we need to be there for each other. I need to be there for you. You need to be there for me. That's the only way we're going to get through this. If you've been triggered by anything I said today, I apologize, but just keep listening because Janae Aiko is about to set you right. Enough blabbing from me, guys. Again, thank you so much for letting me share. I want the bipolar community to be stronger because of the bipolar chatterbox. I want the chatterbox family to start to spread like this damn virus. Go out there and reach and touch somebody. Social distancing my ass, not when it comes to the virus, only when it comes to spreading love. You give that, and you ain't got to touch somebody to do that. All right, guys, enough of Cass. Let's get to Janae.
Calm down your energy. Protection.